for fracking?
It is clear that methane is a big problem. You know, natural gas, which is primarily methane, burns more cleanly than oil and burns more cleanly than coal, but it still is a fossil fuel. It's still burning. It still emits a significant amount of CO2, and climate scientists are clear that time has run out on using natural gas as a bridge fuel. It may have been a viable bridge fuel 20 years ago, but the situation with the emissions of greenhouse gases is such that we need to get off all of fossil fuels as soon as possible.
Now, we might want to point out finally that it's not just methane, that critics of fracking are saying the problem with this is much more than how much methane is emitted during the production cycle.
That's right. It's not just the production cycle. It's the entire natural gas system. So production, processing, transportation, and distribution, there are leaks all along the way that are not well quantified at all. And it would take many years to completely understand and quantify these leaks. And in the meantime, we are just pumping more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere.
Hugh McMillan is a senior researcher in the water program at the group Food and Water Watch. You can read his piece about this new study on fracking at foodandwaterwatch.org. Hugh McMillan, thanks for joining us today on Counterspin.
Thank you.
That's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. You can find more information on FAIR on our website, fair.org. The show is engineered by Alex Noyes. With me is Peter Hart. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
The time is 6:01. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Up next, Bread and Roses, a profile of Ojibwe singer-songwriter Annie Humphrey.
Hi, this is Ren Green with the latest episode of my K-Boo podcast, Experience Points. This week, I talk with bipolar peer support specialist Gina Wheeler about mental illness and peer counseling.
I just want everybody that has a mental illness to know that there is more out there than just that medical model, that there's hope, there's help, there's support, and tapping into that community, you can really find how to live your life and not just survive.
To hear the whole interview, go to kboo.fm and search for Bipolar DBT Peer Counseling Oh My.
Oregon's largest plant-based food event is VegFest. VegFest celebrates and promotes sustainable, compassionate, and healthy food choices and lifestyles. This event features samples of hundreds of different foods, cooking demonstrations, family and teen activities, and film screenings. VegFest is on Saturday and Sunday, starting September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Oregon Convention Center, Exhibit Hall A. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Ravens Flight Creative, presenting an evening with Molly Ringwald, performing jazz and speaking on her life experiences. 7 p.m. Friday, September 27th at the Newmark Theater in Portland. The performance will be followed by a meet and greet, and tickets and information are available at ravensflightcreative.com. And Merrillhurst University, where adult students of all ages can earn college credit toward a bachelor's degree for knowledge gained outside the classroom with community service, seminars, and on-the-job training and more. Listeners can learn more at the information session on Wednesday, September 19th at 6:30 p.m. Details at merrillhurst.edu.
at the dawn of the day. All the darkened kittens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing bread and roses.
You're listening to Bread and Roses, KBOO's feminist news and public affairs program. We've been on the air since 1978, making this the longest-running feminist radio program in the country. We're a collective of women, and we welcome any women in body and spirit to come join our collective. We'll train you, we'll support you, whether you want to be in front of the mic or behind the scenes. Don't hesitate. Get in touch with KBOO's volunteer coordinator, Ani Haynes, at volunteer. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to pretend to give you the, I can't recall her exact email. But try, call our website, call our station. We'll get you in touch with Ani Haynes. Tonight, we're doing something very special on KBOO, Bread and Roses. We're going to highlight an artist that we all play a lot during our shows, Annie Humphrey. She's an Ojibwe singer-songwriter, and we're going to highlight some of her music, just try to spread the word for her, get the name out there. Hopefully some booker out there will be listening to bring her to Portland. We're going to play first some selections from her initial debut CD called The Heron Smiled. We're going to play a few tracks. I'll come back on, talk a little bit more. Feel free to call if you like what you're hearing.
Bye. looks a little better from the safety of a distance and the burdens of a debtor. There'll always be another love that feels a little warmer in the shiver of a fantasy and self-deception's armor. There'll always be another love that promises salvation, like primetime missionaries on a movie reservation. But this love's the one you know. This love. Didn't see it through.
That was Annie Humphrey with Much Sense. Tonight on Bread and Roses, we are highlighting Annie Humphrey, Ojibwe singer-songwriter. We're playing a lot of stuff from her debut release, The Heron Smiled. This came out in 2000, but didn't get a lot of mainstream critical acclaim, though it was very well received among those of us who heard it. So we are highlighting this beautiful release from 2000 by Annie Humphrey, just to get the word out a little bit. She's near and dear to our hearts here at Bread and Roses. We play her all the time. Her music is very political at times, very human all the time. We heard a few tracks this so far of the show. We started out the hour with Spirit Horses, then But This Love and Same Old Years, and then finished up with Much Sense. We're going to continue on this record. It's coming up with some of the greatest tracks, in my humble opinion. Next is a song called DNA. It was written in honor of John Trudell. Enjoy.
Johnny's woman, who killed Johnny's kid, who thought they'd silence Johnny's prayer, make his spirit hit the skid, who stole Johnny's water, and who stole Johnny's land, who thought they'd beaten Johnny down, give him nowhere left to stand, left to stand. Johnny's wage, who thought they'd carve up history page by bloody page, who forgot about the healing gifts, who ignored the ancient way, who denied that grandmother hid her hope, and Johnny. And you own your spirit.
You are your spirit.
And you own your choice.
You are your choice.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you are.
She can be lonely, and sometimes she can cry, and drop her sadness into the bread she fries. I know a woman, Indian in her eyes, full blood in her heart, full blood when she cries. Well, she can't be afraid, sometimes she can shake, but her medicine will never let her break. She don't want a warrior, and she don't want no brave. She don't want a renegade headed for an early grave. She don't need no stolen horse, she don't need no stolen heart. She'll need an Indian. Falling apart.
Feel your tears. She
You're listening to Bread and Roses on KBOO. That was Annie Humphrey. We are highlighting her album tonight, The Heron Smiled. It came out in 2000, but we're highlighting it anyway, and that was the title track, The Heron Smiled. Before that, we heard I Can Hear You, and a song written by Sherman Alexie and Jim Boyd called Fallen Down and Fallen Apart. And at the top of that set was a tribute to John Trudell, beautiful song called DNA, and John Trudell made an appearance at the end. Tonight, again, we are highlighting an artist we play a lot on the show. She doesn't get a lot of mainstream press, but she's great. Again, Annie Humphrey. She is a member of the Ojibwe Nation. She has many albums. This is just the first. I think it just is a great way to introduce listeners to her music. Call me at the station if you have any thoughts or you want to learn a little more about her. Call anytime during the show, 503-231-8187. We'll continue on playing more tracks from this debut record, The Heron Smiled. But first, I'd like to do a little community announcement to one of our friends out there, In Other Words, Feminist Bookstore. They're having their 20th birthday party celebration on Saturday, October 5th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. There'll be food and wine and raffle baskets and a silent auction featuring items from local female-owned businesses. So it's all good. Again, it's the 20th birthday of In Other Words, Saturday, October 5th, 7 to 11 p.m. It's going to be held near, a few blocks from, In Other Words, at the Vendetta Restaurant and Bar, 4306 North Williams, and it's free admission, 21 and older. If you have any questions about it, want to learn more, you can go to the In Other Words website at www.inotherwords.org or call them, 503-232-6003. All right, we're going to hear some more Annie Humphrey. We're playing tracks tonight from her beautiful record, The Heron Smiled. This one is called Another Horse.
So tell them you're crazy, and they smile and drift away. They almost never kick you anymore or give you hell to pay. Heartbreak going by. You laugh at fire and thunder, but it's fools that make you cry. Another horse was crazy, and they made him bleed and die. In nightmares fill an ocean, but your dreams fill up the sky. Of our memories, it is deep enough you teach. And you've never walked on water, but you know where water's found. And you've never been to heaven, but you slept on holy ground. And deep enough. Another horse was crazy, and they made him bleed and die. Your nightmares fill an ocean, but your dreams fill up the sky. Another horse was crazy, and they made him bleed and die. Your nightmares fill an ocean.
Sacred fires lifted up like holy hands. Understand there's something wrong. There's trouble on the land. Crystal furrows, hungry eyes, conquistadors, golden lies, so many ways to steal the prize. Who cares if one more native dies? King's decree across the ways and Comiendo makes us slaves. The Holy Church, the blood that saves 100 million unmarked graves. Our relatives are watching our spirit helpers near. 500 years of genocide. Who's left to hear? Who's left to hear? Sacred Pueblos, Cupola Gold, Jamestown, Raleigh, Roanoke, Manhattan Quakers and Hudson's Bay, Beaver, Otter, all killed away. Louisiana, Tudulu, Venus, Bering, the white man's truth, Northwest Passage, empty ploy, Franklin studies Iroquois. Tuberculosis and influenza, typhoid fever, nations ended. Corpses more than many wars. Typhus, measles, millions more. Cholera on many fronts. Smallpox blankets, more than one. Plagues destroy your strength and pride. Biologic genocide. Our relatives are watching our spirit helpers near. 500 years of genocide. Who's left to hear? Who's left to
have
cook our own Chippewa water and crazy horse liquor. Indian givers who take back quicker. Redskins, Braves, the Fighting Sioux, Eskimo pies and red man tobacco. A billion insults to the map. When we object, we're on the warpath. Struggles with racist laws and violence from Wounded Knee to Alcatraz Island. Marching the trail of broken treaties, fishing rights. Standing strong and tall, like the red oak leaves, we remain to snap the links that formed our chain.
We've been listening to Annie Humphrey, music from her gorgeous debut record, The Heron Smiled. It came out in 2000, but to me it's really stood the test of time, and it's a great way to get introduced to her music if you haven't heard her before. She's a member of the Ojibwe Nation, and she's got several albums out after this one. Please do check her out. This has been a very special episode of Bread and Roses. It's been really fun to bring you an artist that we play often on the show in pieces, but it's really cool to highlight her work. It doesn't get the attention that it deserves. So we and Bread and Roses love to share our platform and use it to get the word out about other women doing beautiful works in the community. Bread and Roses is a collective. We bring you feminist news and public affairs every Friday night. We've been doing so since 1978. Not shabby, eh? We can always use more helpers, more members. So if you're a woman in body or spirit, do not hesitate. Get in touch with Ani Haynes here at KBOO. Go through the process of getting trained as a volunteer, and then we will help you get ready to be on the air or behind the scenes. We train everyone. We support them in whatever way they need. So don't be intimidated. If you have an inkling of wanting to get on the mic or just help out, don't hesitate. It's really empowering and cathartic, I must say. I'm Leanne Kranz. I'm your host this week. We're going to go out with a little bit more of an Annie Humphrey song from later on in her career, her Edge of America CD. This is Lakin's Flame, based on a poem by James Starkey. Good night, everybody. Have a good Friday night.
KBOO 90.7 Portland, Oregon. You are listening to Bread and Roses right now, the tail end of it, and it is 6:59 right now, excuse me. We are about to get into Hard Knock Radio, and Anita Johnson is going to be talking with Don Reed, actor, writer, director, and comedian, about his new play called Can You Dig It, which is a one-man play that he created, and she'll also be talking to Mama Ayana, an activist who's been working in the Bay Area, and she's going to be talking about a series called Our Hollow Ground, which is a series of performances that are based off the testimonies of women who've lost their children to violence in the Oakland, San Francisco area. So it's a very interesting program today, so you do not want to miss it. This is KBOO Portland 90.7. Thank you for listening.
Just like Big Ben, and time hurts us now and then.
Tune in every Saturday from 5 to 7 for some blues music. Blues and More airs every first and third week, hosted by Shahid. Blues Junction airs every second and fourth week, hosted by Tom Wendt.
Tune in to Higher Reasoning Reggae every Sunday morning at 3 a.m. Higher Reasoning Reggae is dedicated to bringing international reggae word and sound power to the massive airing early Sunday mornings at 3 a.m. Only on KBOO Portland.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hold up. What's up, fam? You're tuned to Hard Knock here on the Pacifica Network. On today's program, we speak with writer, director, actor, and comedian Don Reed about his one-man play, Can You Dig It?